So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Yesh Be'erich in Lahakul Lahachmer. One who takes on to donate the erich of a person who pays a set amount that can sometimes be more or less than the erich's value. Uvesteachuza, Lahakul Lahachmer. One who redeems a steachuza from Hekdash pays a set amount that can sometimes be more or less than the field's value. Uvesher Hamuid, Shehemes Ho'evid Lahakul Lahachmer. One whose ox killed someone's servant pays a set fine that can sometimes be more or less than the Eved's value. And Ba'inus Ubamfata Ubamaiti Shemra Lahakul Lahachmer. One who coerced or seduced a 12-year-old girl or falsely accused his wife of znus pays a set fine that can sometimes be more or less than the woman's value. And the Mishnah elaborates on the first case of Yesh Be'erich and Lahakul Lahachmer Ketza. Echad Sheherich Es Hanah Shabi Yisrael Vesakar Shabi Yisrael Naisin Chemishim Selah. One who takes on to donate the erech of a 20-year-old man pays 50 selah, regardless of whether the erech was extremely handsome with a great value or extremely ugly with a lesser value. However, if he takes on to donate the worth of the person, he pays the market value of the person. And the Gemara explains why the Mishnah associates the erech specifically to Yisrael and not to an Akum. Either because the Mishnah's Rabbi Yehuda previously said Akum loy erech, a non-Jew cannot be the subject of erechim, or the Mishnah cannot associate noi to an akum because asul adam sheyemer kamano kanani zeh. A Jew is forbidden to comment on the beauty of an akum, or because the Mishnah also mentions steachuza, which does not apply to akum because the lab bnei achuza nenu they did not receive portions in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah steachuza lahakol lahachmer keitza echad amakdash b'chaylas hamachiz ve'echad amakdash b'pardesis sevasti nisin zera chaymer sa'ir mechamishim shekel kasa. If one consecrated an arable ancestral field that he inherited from his paternal ancestors all the way back to the days of Yishuv Minun, the field is not redeemed for its market value. And regardless if the field has a lesser value like those in the outskirts of the city, or a great value like the vineyards of Sevasti, the field is redeemed for an arbitrary value prescribed in the Torah. A field large enough to plant a kor of barley is redeemed for a total of 50 shekel. While of a stay mikna, nois neshavim. If one consecrated a purchased field that he bought from someone else, the field is redeemed for its market value. Eliezer disagrees and says, even a purchase field is redeemed for the prescribed rate of 50 shekel and not for its market value. According to Eliezer, the distinction between stei achuza and stei mikna is only regarding shebestei achuza hu neisen chemesh ubestei mikna ein neisen chemesh. If a stei achuza is redeemed by its owner, he pays an additional fifth, while if a stei mikna is redeemed by its owner, he does not pay a chemesh. The Gemara explains that they disagree in the understanding of the following pasuk in Parashat Bechukos that refers to stei mikna. V'chishav lehakoin es michsas ha'erkecha. Chamol, the word michsas, means the value, and teaches stei mikna nisin shavya. While Rabbi Eliezer holds, there is a gzeir shavim from stei mikna to stei achuza through the word v'chishav. Ma'al ha'on davakatsav, avkan davakatsav. Just like a stei achuza is redeemed for a set amount of 50 shekel, so through a stei mikna is redeemed for a set amount of 50 shekel. But even so, regarding stei mikna, ein nisin chemesh, because the words michsas se'erkecha create a heckish comparison from stei mikna to erechin. Ma'erechin ein moisav chemesh, av stei mikna ein moisav chemesh. The Gemara introduces a discussion regarding stei achuza that has relevance to our Mishnah. Rav Huna says, Hikdash sadeh malei ilanis, kashu paidin paide ilanis b'shavin b'chezbin paide karka, beis zera chaymer sa'arim b'chamish m'shekel kasem. The person consecrated a stei achuza that contains trees, each is redeemed separately. The trees for their value, and the land according to the prescribed rate of 50 shekel. Because Rav Huna follows the opinion of the Chacham that adam makdash b'ein yofa makdash, a person consecrates generously to achieve the maximum benefit for hektash, and therefore it is assumed that he meant to be makdash, ilonis levad, bekarka levad, v'lo shi'ifta ilonis agav karka. He made a separate hektash twice, one on the field and one on the trees. Therefore he redeems them separately. And accordingly in our Mishnah that states, echad makdash b'pardesa savasti, noisin be'zero chaymer sa'ar m'chamish m'shekel kasef, a most superior field like the vineyard of Sevasti is redeemed for 50 shekel, the Mishnah must refer to Ru'uyi Lepardesis, a field that is suitable for a vineyard of trees, but it does not actually contain trees. However, if the field does contain trees, the trees are redeemed separately for their value. The Gemara concludes, however, according to Reb Shimon's opinion of Makdash buying Ra Makdash, the person consecrates begrudgingly, in our case of Hikdash Sadeh Malei Ilonis, Paida Be'zera Chaymer Sa'ar B'chamishim Shekel Kesef. He redeems the entire field with its trees at the rate of 50 shekel per base kor, because makdash bein ra makdash, a person consecrates begrudgingly, and they made one hektash for altogether the field and its trees. As we've seen the following brisa. Hektash shleish ilonis, mimata asar lebeisa. If one consecrates three young trees that are properly spaced in the field with 1/10 of a base sa per tree, this constitutes a sada. Therefore, hariza hektash is a karka ves ilonis shabinein. The land and small trees between them are also consecrated. And paid the bezero chemisarim a chemishim shekel kesef. He redeems the entire field, including the three trees, at the rate of 50 shekel per base kur, because makdish ba'ayin raw makdish. However, pachis mikin a yisrael ken. If the trees are planted more densely, and so they're considered a forest, and are destined to be uprooted and relocated, or they're planted further apart, so they did not constitute a sada, or a shekdishin bezeach zeh, they are spaced properly. But he consecrated the trees separately, not simultaneously. They're not considered a sada, and the land and small trees are not consecrated. Therefore, he redeems only the trees for their market value. Furthermore, even if he first consecrated the trees and then consecrated the property, they must be redeemed separately. The trees for their value, and the land according to the prescribed rate, even though makdish ba'ayin ra'a makdish, because Reb Shimon holds, lo azal basa pidyon. We go only according to the initial hekdish, not according to the subsequent pidyon, and b'shas hekdish hekdishim b'fnei atzmam. The initial hekdish was made separately on the trees and field. Zok the Mishnah, v'sher ha'mu'ud she'hemes es ha'eved l'hokul al-hachmer ketzav. Echad she'hemes es ha'no she'bavadim, v'echad ves ha'kar she'bavadim, noisin shleishim selah. If an ox that killed three times killed someone's servant, the owner must pay a set fine of 30 shekel, regardless of whether the eved was extremely handsome with a great value or extremely ugly with a lesser value. However, Hamas ben Chayrin, Nisan Shavya, if the ox killed the Yisrael, the owner pays kaifer as per the victim's market value. And Chabal Bezel Bezel, Nisan Nezik Shalom, if the Shar Hamud wounded an eved or Yisrael, the owner pays Nezik Shalom for all the damages. The Gemara adds, however, in the case of Tam Shel Chabal Ba'adam, if an ox that did not gore three times wounded a person, there is a machlekes. Chum hold Misham Chatzin Nezik. The owner pays for only half the damages like a Tam that gored another ox. Or Rebbe Kiva holds Misham B'Maisu Nezik Shalom. The owner pays for all the damages because Tam Shel Chabal is different than Tam Shel Nagach.